My Best Friend is Louis Tomlinson by SoccerFreak72. Mackenzie Merrington was in fifth grade when she met her best friend Louis Tomlinson. At the time, she never expected that the sassy brunette with big dreams and an even bigger heart would become her one true love. But of course, like every cliche love story, there's been plenty of ups and downs. I mean, dating one-fifth of the world's biggest boy band is one thing, but sticking together, well, that's something entirely different.
Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me.
Chapter 1. Flashbacks and the X Factor. Mackenzie's point of view. Flashback. 7 years ago. As I entered Mrs. Fredrickson's fifth grade classroom, I scanned the room for a place to sit. I saw a desk in the corner of the room by a window. As I walked over, I felt like something was missing. Oh yeah, my best friend Cassie had been hit by a car and died in the hospital over the summer. I miss seeing her every day, going to each other's houses before and after school, making our signature lunches, a PB, fluff, and Nutella sandwich, an apple, a brownie from the bath that we would make each weekend, 5 mozzarella balls each, and a canister of lemonade. We had matching blue lunch bags and black water bottles that had inspiring quotes on them. Cassie had thick, wavy black hair, blue eyes, and freckles. I had thick, straight brown hair, which I would dye the tips red, chocolate brown eyes, and freckles. We were inseparable. It seemed like everyone had a best friend at school but me. I plopped into my seat and looked out the window. The window had a view of the beautiful courtyard. On one side, there were picnic tables, where the fifth graders got to eat. There were trees and a small patch of tulips. There was a small swing set that looked like it was old and hadn't been used in a long time.
"It's nice, isn't it?"
said a voice to my left. I spun back around in my chair so quickly that I almost fell off of it. I heard the person chuckle. As I looked up, I saw sitting in the seat next to me was a boy with brown hair, which the front was styled up into a quiff. He had piercing blue eyes like the sky.
Yeah, it's nice,"
I replied. Mrs. Fredrickson told us to find a partner for a little activity we were doing.
"I'm Louis Tomlinson. Do you want to be my partner?"
The boy, apparently called Louis, stuck his hand out.
"Sure, my name is Mackenzie Merrington, but I go by Mac,"
I told him as I shook his hand. From that moment on, we knew we would be the best of friends. End of flashback. 7 years later. I was hugging Louis in the X Factor studio while sobbing into his shirt. Louis whispered in my ear,
"All I'm doing is going to try out for the X Factor. It'll only be for at the most 10 minutes.
I wiped away my tears and started to blush. I was 17 and crying in public. Just because my best friend was trying out for the X Factor, I probably looked like a dork.
"I'm sorry, it's just that if they like you, then you'll have to leave me in Doncaster behind for 9 months to film. Or have nobody, no boy in the striped shirts and colorful pants, aka you."
I laughed whilst crying at the same time.
"Look up at me, Mac. If they do like me, promise that you will watch me and come to the finals if I make it,"
Louis told me.
"I promise. I also promise to try and make more friends, like you want me to. Although you're the only person who likes me, we'll send Clarice and Megan and Lily and Hannah."
I promised.
"That's not true. More people like you. For instance, Zach and Joe like you,"
he stated cheerfully.
"They only hang out with me because I'm your best friend,"
I tried to explain, which was true. They did only hang out with me because Louis does. He was about to say something when he was interrupted.
"Louis Tomlinson,"
a man called out. Louis hugged me and walked off to audition. A girl ran out crying, and I felt bad for her. Simon Cowell must have crushed another person's dreams. Although I think Simon is awesome, he can be very strict and mean at times, mostly whilst working. 13 minutes passed as I waited patiently for Louis to return. My skinny jeans were killing me. I mean, how do people wear these things? Especially boys such as Louis. I want my mommy jeans back, but when you let Louis give your wardrobe a new makeover, you end up with skinny jeans in a range of many colors and denim and striped shirts. At least I got to pick some stuff out, such as leather jackets, my favorite varsity jacket, 2 pairs of mommy jeans, Louis would only let me keep 2, and my graphic t-shirts. Today, I was wearing denim skinny jeans, an orange We Heart Simon Cowell t-shirt, yellow hoodie, and orange Converse. My brown hair, blonde on the tips, was put back into a messy bun, and hair was falling out. Finally, Louis ran over to me smiling, wearing an orange and white striped shirt, yellow skinny jeans, white Keds, and his hair had his usual quiff.
"So did you make it?"
I asked, but I already knew the answer. I would be seeing him off in a few weeks.
"Mac, I already know that you know the answer to that question,"
he laughed. "Louis knows me so well."
"Yep, you'll be leaving me in a few weeks,"
I replied.
Exactly.
Louis chuckled.
Ah, ha, ha.
We had to wait for Louis to get all of his information for the X Factor before we could leave. Finally, we left. The temperature was 87 degrees outside, so I removed my hoodie and hopped into Louis's car. As always, shotgun. Author's note, hope you guys liked my first chapter. There will be more Louis in the next chapter and no boring flashback. Although, I kind of had to put how Mac and Louis met. I'm off to bed since I'm very tired. It's 10:44.
Ah, ha, ha.